With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
An hour later than normal, but we still love having her on. Jamie is with us. Jamie's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello. I saw from the gram, Insta, whatever you want to call it, looked like you had a great time with Winefest and seeing friends and family when you came back to town last weekend.
Oh, man, I had way too much fun. Way too much fun. I'm going to have to, like, there's this meme going around today that I found that says, I'm officially resigning from being fun. I'm too tired and I just want to buy nice candles and nap. And I'm sending that to my friend. I'm done. I'm no longer fun. Cross me off the list.
It's over. It's over. Denny's going to bed at 6 o'clock.
It's a good time.
Okay, talk about Winefest first. Why you do it and why you enjoyed it so much.
Well, you know, it raises money for the University of Minnesota Masonic Children's Hospital. And the people who run the organization are amazing. I have a lot of friends who have gotten themselves involved and honestly spend so much money. I'm so proud of everybody who comes and shows up for the kids and donates. And a lot of people donate their time throughout the year. And of course, I went to the University of Minnesota, so it has a special place in my heart. But I've just really grown to love, you know, all the people I've met, the doctors who take care of these kids and do research to find cures for these really just unimaginable diseases. There was one young man on Friday night who got up and he's fighting cancer for the sixth time, you know, and I think it just always, the event always brings perspective. We all are going through things, but when you see these very young people struggling and have struggled most of their childhood, you just go, you know, life isn't so bad. I've got it pretty darn good. So we have a lot of fun when we do it. We raise a lot of money and very privileged to be part of it. There were events added this year, including a bubble brunch that my friends and former colleagues, Jennifer Mayerly and Susan Elizabeth Littlefield, were both a part of. And I don't know that I can do all the events next year. It was so much. Like, it was a great time, but I am exhausted. I had a fly then from Minneapolis to Columbus, Ohio. And I've been in, like, three different time zones three times in 2 weeks. So my body is like, where are you? I just wanted a nap.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
So yeah, it's, I mean, so worth it, but oh man.
Yeah. Did you have a particular favorite wine that stands out?
Oh, you know, that's hard because there are so many winemakers who dedicate their time to, I would hate to slight anybody because a lot of people come in from all over the country. You've got a lot of different distributors who come in. It's all great, you know. Like, I'm going to turn down a glass of wine.
No, not possible. Not possible. It's one of the greatest changes in my life about 20 years ago when I started drinking good red wine. I don't regret it for 1 second. I absolutely, absolutely love it. You mentioned brunch.
Yeah,
where do you stand on a good brunch?
Oh, I love a good brunch. I know some people think brunch is overrated. I think if you've got a really good brunch, you know, you've got the good group of friends, you've got time to just kind of saunter. No one's rushing you out, and you can just take your time, have a mimosa or Bloody Mary. I think it's the best.
I love brunch. I'm only going to disagree one thing. Just because I'm not a champagne person. So the mimosa doesn't do much for me, but everything associated with the brunch, including Bloody Mary, sign me up.
Yeah.
I should have more brunches. I so rarely don't come away from a brunch feeling like that was really good. You know, whether it's, you know, two of us, eight of us, food, brunch, properly rated, it's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you like a breakfast or more of a lunch? Or are you like a little combination of both?
I love the combo. I love the combo, you know. I guess in theory, you should be eating less if you do that. I don't know if that ever lives up to it, though, because there's just too many good options with a brunch. Okay, you mentioned in Columbus.
Can I tell you something funny? Can I tell you something funny about that? I'm actually at MST International, but the eating thing. So last night, I'm in Columbus, Ohio. I have my aunts live there, my mom's sister and her wife, and they live in this very nice retirement community. They're older. And so they invited me over to have dinner because, of course, like, where would I be in Columbus, Ohio? Yeah. So I go and have dinner, and they have a little restaurant. They bring over food and it's the whole thing. And I sit down, and I start eating. And then, like, this place, it's like there's an appetizer, and then there's soup, and then there's salad, and then there's dinner, and then there's ice cream. And the waitress comes over, and my aunt looks at her and goes, "I know, we can't ever believe it either, but she's quite an eater, don't you think?"
Like, how did you feel about that?
I'm such a good little eater. Oh, I don't care. I am a good eater.
Yeah.
I had a photographer once say she's handy with a fork and knife.
Oh. Yeah. No, I've ate with you a number of times. I never felt like, whoa, Jamie, slow down. I don't know. I mean, it's better than...
Maybe you're a good eater, too.
Yeah, exactly. It's better than when people go to dinner and you go with them, and they're just barely picking at their food. What's the point? Okay, I'm all for some moderation, good health, exercise. But when the food's in front of you, enjoy it. Come on.
Right, right. I agree. Yes,
That is the way to go. Can you tell us why you were in Columbus, or is that top secret right now?
Well, no, I have a story coming up. Great story. It's this young woman who started right around the time of the pandemic, a TikTok account, Instagram account, all that kind of stuff. She's a forager. She goes out into the forest and she forages her food. And it turns out this has become like a huge trend through the pandemic and now with inflation. People are going out and foraging. And she provides recipes and other things. And so we kind of look into the trend. The other unique thing is that she is Black. She's African-American. And she discusses why it has been very hard to convince other African-Americans to go out into the wilderness and open spaces. And that there's really a history of racism when it comes to that. So we explored just a lot of different things with her. And it was really a fun story to go out and do. I ate a lot of weird stuff, which was actually very fun. So,
apparently you're handy with a fork and knife.
Yeah. Exactly. So I just kept the trend up there. And it'll be a nice little story.
Good. So we got about 3 minutes here and I got to go. Are you paying attention to Johnny Depp and Amber Heard and the trial and what are your thoughts?
I'm dipping in and out of that a lot. I see it's like all over social media. I know it's like one of the things people are paying most attention to right now. So I'm trying to keep up, but it's like, to be honest, it's like I've been in toxic relationships. I don't want to watch these two anymore. I don't. It's like they're two people who really are playing out their mental health issues in a courtroom, and it's sad.
I'm with you. I don't see one person who is the definitive good person. Is it possible one is lying more than the other? Yeah, absolutely. I don't know.
Sure.
But it's head shaking when it's out there. I'm not looking at it insatiably, but for what you do, what I do, and also I like to look at nonsense at times, along with looking at Ukraine and important things. It's everywhere.
Of course.
I mean, it's
right. No, I agree.
It's unavoidable.
Yep.
Yeah. Good luck. Yeah. Good luck to whoever is telling the truth. But again, I'm not.
No, that's the thing, Chad. That's the thing. Your version of the truth. There's my version of the truth. And then there's the actual truth. And that's how it is in everything. And that's, I don't know why we've become this society where it's like one person tells it. No, it's like we all have our different versions of what's true to us. We all have our own feelings of what feels to us. It doesn't mean the feelings are right, you know, but it just is what it is.
Outside of me, I'm always right. But in most other examples, I know what you're saying. All right.
Thank you.
Go home.
Thank you for validating that. Appreciate it.
Yes, exactly. Go home. Stay home for at least a couple nights and get caught up.
That'd be nice, right? All right.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Take care.
See ya. All right. Jamie Yuccas headed back home after some time here and seeing family in a story, Columbus, Ohio. What do we got going tomorrow? We're going to tell you about it when we come back. I'm going to tell you about Window Nation right now and the graduation sale. Cook, we're going to need to talk graduation topics.
Okay.
Coming up some point soon. Maybe next week when we get a little bit closer.
Can I wear
back to Window Nation.
Can I wear my cap and gown while we're doing it?
You can. Okay. Go ahead, nice. Mr. Summa Cum Laude. But, I mean, you could be George O'Leary. This could be fake documents. I mean, I don't know. So let's say your windows are failing. They're not making the grade. Here is your homework assignment. Call Window Nation and solve your issues. How can you call Window Nation? Here's the number, 1-866-90-NATION. Again, 1-866-90-NATION or windownation.com. They have a phenomenal deal going on right now. They've installed, by the way, 1 million. I'm not stuttering. 1 million windows, over 150,000 homes, 10,000-plus online positive reviews, and an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating. Talking about windownation.com. Here's the deal. Two windows free with every two you buy. That should be it. That should be enough. You get two windows, then you get two more. How much better does your house look? Including, like, we're going to get cooler this weekend in the 50s. Then probably next weekend we'll be back in the 80s and 90s. You want it to work. You want it to look good. But back to the deal. Two windows free with every two you buy and 0% financing for five full years. Nothing. 0% financing for five full years. Get it done today. WindowNation.com. We talked Tucker Carlson leading into our conversation with Jamie and just his pathetic description of Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw's eye patch McCain because he wears an eye patch, a member of the military. A Republican, you know, home team coverage, but if he doesn't agree with Tucker, he's got to make fun of him. By the way, Tucker's the guy who, when SNL made fun of Dan Crenshaw, guess what Tucker Carlson did, Dan? He called out SNL for making fun of Dan Crenshaw. But now, when it suits his needs, funny, he does the same thing. Yeah. And it wasn't.
I mean, I'm shocked. I don't know about you, but yeah.
Thursday, by the way, let's mention. When the PGA Championship starts, and when Phil Mickelson is a coward and is running from the media, the man who wrote the definitive book on Phil Mickelson, which has caused all this to happen, Alan Shipnuck is with us Thursday. Tomorrow, Mike Ostrom, playing politics, and we'll work on other things. Is Carter back tomorrow or not?
I don't think so. I don't think he's back till Thursday.
No. Who knows when he's coming back? Paul and Jordana are next. Enjoy the afternoon, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.